And now dictation for William Lobert, L-O, B.S. in Boy, E-R-T, August 2366. Address as a letter to Jean, J-E-A-N, B-D, B.S. in Boy, E-A-T-T-Y-P-A-C, 644-3724. Dear Mrs. B.D., follow up for Mr. Lobert with biopsy proving secondary type FSGS, advanced renal failure, hypertension, proteinuria. Biopsy also shows extensive arteriosclerosis. Since the last visit in April, he's feeling one of the best. Less knee discomfort, more activity, minor nocturia, extensive review system negative. Next paragraph, weight is stable to 62. Remains on phosphorus binders, lisinopril, Norvasc. Today, blood pressure by nurse, 148.86, 262 pounds. No respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites, minimal edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, creatinine around 3, progressive over time. Present GFR 23, stage 4, normal sodium potassium, stable metabolic acidosis. Normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. New blood test to be done. There has been anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease. Biopsy proving arteriosclerosis and secondary type FSGS, which explains the degree of proteinuria. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. No pulmonary edema. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. He has not required EPO treatment for anemia. He has not required changes on diet for potassium. He's not on diuretics. He's on phosphorus binders and restricted diet. Other chemistries are stable. For anemia, updating iron studies. He has first-hand experience about dialysis. His father was on that. Dialysis is done for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. Continue to monitor over time. End of dictation.